Okay, we're thinking today again about burnout. Have you ever heard someone claim to be burned out? Maybe it was a member of your team, or perhaps another expat Christian worker in your area, or maybe you told yourself that you're burned out. It's possible. It might be true, but maybe it's not. Before you make that claim, let me ask you this. What do you really know about burnout? Burnout is not just feeling tired and in need of a break. Burnout is not, oh, I'm burned out, I need a vacation. Burnout has become kind of a buzzword to describe anything from spring fever to feeling tired for any reason at all, to feeling lazy, to feeling bored with whatever you're supposed to be working on at a given time. And none of those situations is a description of true burnout. Well, for the last 3 weeks at this time, we've been looking at and thinking about burnout. So before we move on, let's review as quickly as possible some of the points we've learned. One of the symptoms of burnout we mentioned was emotional exhaustion. Not just lazy, sleepy, tired, bored. Emotional exhaustion. That's a pretty good description of burnout. Oh, and I should remind you right here that most of our thoughts on the subject of burnout are based on materials prepared by Ronald L. Kotesky of New Hope International Ministries, What Expat Christian Workers Ought to Know About Burnout. Ron Kotesky is a member care consultant. Okay, back to our subject. A second symptom of burnout would be depersonalization, and a third symptom that Ron lists would be reduced personal accomplishment. Now, whether or not you actually stop being effective, when you're suffering from burnout, you feel like that's happened to you. You feel like you're not effective. You're not doing anything useful. At the end of the day, oh, you feel like you have accomplished absolutely nothing. What makes burnout happen? Well, according to our friend Ron Kotesky, who prepared these materials, there are three major sources or causes of burnout. We talked about these last week, but by way of quick review, they are social, system, and self. When you're involved with people continuously, intensely, you're a potential target for burnout. When you're helping people through crisis situations, teaching them, advising them, writing special materials for them maybe, or maybe some kind of creative development, construction, medical help. We could make a long list of people involvement. All this involvement brings stress on you physically and emotionally. All these social interactions can be factors that contribute to burnout. Another cause of burnout is the system. Now, what does that mean? It means that your job setting may be a source of burnout for you. Learning a new language, learning and adapting to a new culture, no time for vacation. And the organizational system you're working with can add to the stress, the plans, the policies. And of course, there are the procedures to be followed and the reports to be filled out. Lots of them. All this can add up to being another cause of burnout. So all those people you have to relate to every day can be a cause of burnout, and so can the system you have to work with. Another cause of burnout, okay, get this, self. That's right, you yourself may be a source of your own burnout. For example, if you lack self-confidence, then you're a candidate for burnout. If you're anxious and if you're always blaming yourself for failure, then you're a candidate for burnout. If your needs for achievement, approval, and affection are too high, then once again, you're a candidate for burnout. If you're impatient, if you're irritable, and if you don't know how to handle anger and conflict, then again, you're a candidate for burnout. Doesn't sound very spiritual, does it? Which brings up the question, can a really committed expat Christian worker burn out? Well, we answered that one last week with a very short answer. The answer is yes. A committed expat Christian worker can burn out. As a matter of fact, the more committed you are to your work, the more likely you are to burn out. The more idealistic you are, with a big helping of concern and high expectations for what you're doing and the results you expect to see, then the more likely you are to burn out. So what are the effects of burnout? Well, according to Ron Kotesky, those effects are pretty wide because burnout doesn't only affect you or some other individual. It affects the people all around you. It affects everyone who comes into contact with that person. There's the personal effect. As we've already mentioned, there's emotional and physical exhaustion. The person who is experiencing burnout may have their sleep disturbed. They may have nightmares. Some kinds of illness are possible, and depression. Sometimes the individual may resort to drugs or alcohol as a release or an escape, or maybe something else. And then there's the family or other Christian workers. When you're experiencing burnout, you may begin to expect perfection from the people you live with or the people you work with. When that happens, it leads to impatience. There's bickering. There are arguments and fights at the home and in the office, and everyone suffers. Not just your family or your fellow expats. This will also affect the people of your adopted country. Being rude to people may become one of your characteristics. When burnout is becoming part of your life, you may become thoughtless and tend to treat others as objects instead of as people. If you're burning out, you very likely will begin to miss more days at work. A person burning out might begin to move themselves to, educating others, showing others how to do the job. Or they may ask to be moved to some form of administration. Why? Well, all of this is to avoid contact with the people of the adopted country. However, the person to whom this is happening may not even realize that this is happening or why. Burnout is real. It's not imaginary. It's not unspiritual. It can happen to anyone, especially those involved in a helping profession. It is not just tiredness or boredom or a need for vacation, although those may be steps along the way. It is emotional exhaustion. It can bring on the feeling of a total loss of meaning in your work. It can bring on personality changes like the ones we thought of a moment ago, like rudeness, or sharpness, or thoughtlessness. Okay, we've looked at what burnout is and what brings it on and what effects it has, but what can you do about it? Can burnout be treated? Can burnout be prevented? Well, the answer to both questions is yes, burnout can be treated and prevented. And that's what we'll look at next week at this time.
What cross-cultural Christian workers need to know about burnout is based on materials prepared by Ronald L. Koteski of Go International. By the way, Ron Koteski has a lot of materials on his website that could prove to be helpful to you, including the brochure that formed the basis for our thoughts today on burnout. You'll find links on the MemberCare Radio website to crossculturalworkers.com. Click on brochures, and in the list of subjects, you will find one about burnout, as well as brochures about a number of other important and interesting subjects for cross-cultural workers. You can download them for yourself. You can download one or a dozen and read them at your own convenience. If you don't already know how to find our website, it's www.membercareradio.com. www.membercareradio.com.